Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as we stand before you today, we cannot but recall that only a few days ago we were together in Moscow for a cause which had brought us together and which continues to hold us in a common bond. That is the health and the well-being of our people. As a representative of the Ministry of Health from a developing country, it is my honor to be with all of you in our fight against diseases which afflict our people, and particularly the poor and the vulnerable. From this very podium last year, we had given a call for the fight against the emerging threat of the non-communicable disease. We are glad that this year we have gathered here to debate global health problems as well as the problems faced by our people due to NCDs. Developing countries like mine are at a crossroad, a crossroad as we have not yet been able to control communicable diseases, but are at the same time facing the mounting challenge of the NCDs. NCD is not only a global health issue, but is also a global development issue. It impacts the productivity of the society, and the health expenditure is so extensive and high that it impoverishes the population. The socio-economic impact of NCDs may be detrimental to our progress towards the Millennium Development Goals. Non-communicable diseases, principally cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, cancer, and chronic respiratory diseases, cause 63%, 36 million, of the total number of 57 million deaths in the world in 2008. About one-fourth of the global NCD-related deaths take place before the age of 60. 80%, that is 29 million of the NCD deaths, occur in low and middle-income countries. The prevalence of NCDs is rising rapidly and projected to cause 75% of global deaths by 2030. As we all know, a large percentage of NCDs are preventable through tackling the four risk factors: tobacco use, physical inactivity, harmful use of alcohol, and unhealthy diet. If the major risk factors for chronic diseases are eliminated, we can prevent around 3/4 of heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes, and 40% of cancer. India has her own share of NCDs, interventions aimed at improved healthcare, lifestyle behavioral changes, prevention, early detection, and timely treatment will reduce the impact of NCDs on the community and the world. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, to address the increasing burden of chronic non-communicable diseases for the first time, our government launched in July 2010 a national program for prevention and control of cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, and stroke. High priority is being given to prevention and control of NCDs in the national health policies and programs. All steps are being taken to have an intersectoral approach to combat NCDs. Tobacco is one of the most important risk factors for cancer and other NCDs. Nearly 2,200 people die each day due to tobacco-related diseases in India. Government of India has enacted the Cigarette and Other Tobacco Products Regulation Act in 2003 to reduce consumption of tobacco and its products and to protect society from secondhand smoking. At this juncture, I would like to highlight the issue of smokeless tobacco use, which in my country, in our region, causes, apart from other complications, and accounts for the maximum number of oral cancers. Our government is making serious policy interventions to curb this menace and strategies to curb the menace of use of smokeless tobacco. We must also recognize that conditions such as mental and neurological disorders require special attention. WHO has yet not included in its definition of NCDs. We urge WHO to reconsider its definition of NCDs and include this disorder. My government has initiated several steps for those suffering from mental and neurological disorders. Fortunately, evidence-based and cost-effective interventions exist to prevent, control, and manage NCDs at global, regional, and national levels. We need to accelerate the interventions strongly before the NCD epidemic takes a big toll in our populations. While on this subject, let me also emphasize that we need to develop and implement legal and policy tools to ensure access to affordable care and treatment by making available necessary diagnostic tools and medical products, including medicines and other equipment, for the diagnosis and treatment of NCDs. History is witness to the fact that whenever the world has been faced with extreme health challenges, we have risen collectively to overcome it. This very assembly of world health leaders has helped solve several global health issues. We have succeeded in many a battle. We are fighting many more. Let us all take a vow that as world health leaders, we will put all our energies and expertise together and will come out triumphant in this battle against NCDs. We need to deliver, and I am sure we will. I thank you for a patient hearing. Thank you very much.